We have one of the few shows that encourage babies to cry. Just for the realism it gives it. Well, after his one-legged victory against the Cowboys last week, with 312 passing yards, three touchdowns, the league has adjusted Aaron Rodgers' totals to 624 yards and six touchdowns on a two-legged basis. So, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we try not to try with author Edward Slingerland, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, our glorious leader, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, it's a small G and a small L, though. And it's ironic. I'm the ironic, glorious leader, so that's okay. I can take the irony of that. How's everybody? Pretty good, then? Yeah, cool. Yeah. Of course, big question around here Sunday is, can a one-legged man subdue 67,000 coffee-addled Seahawks fans? They figure it's six cups each. Whoa. That comes to 402,000 cups of coffee coming at them. They're at Century Link, also known as Guantanamo Stadium. You know, those Seattle fans think they're so smart, but not one of them has actually seen a Seahawk. I mean, what is a Seahawk? I don't think they exist. It's mythical. You don't know what it is. Well, there's got to be something they can do to subdue the Seattle crowd. Maybe Bill Gates could sing the national anthem. Maybe the North Koreans could steal their identities Saturday night. That'd be cool. Measles outbreak at CenturyLink. Possibility. Maybe Moby Dick will wash up there at Seattle Port, you know, and we'll have to go down and see it. Doesn't only happen once in a lifetime. And, you know, Seattle's got to have a noise ordinance. What about that? That'll shut those people down. Well, the Packers have to find some way of subduing the crowd without actually winning or scoring or even going downfield much or hopping to a first down. You know, that's not going to subdue them. They got the running game, sure, but they're going to need John Wayne Lacy on this one. That was supposed to be the crowd pleaser at the end there. I'm going to rethink this opening here, but I'm just saying, I'm not worried about it. I'm sure they'll do great. Okay, and all the other news that isn't, a bartender tries to poison Speaker John Boehner's beer. Fortunately, his crying into it diluted it. So he's fine. Mike Huckabee criticizes the Obamas for letting their daughters listen to Beyonce instead of his cover of Brown Sugar. No irony there, huh? Oil has dropped so low, they're pumping it back into the ground. The dinosaurs died for nothing. It's a hard choice, though, the price of oil. $2 on a gallon of gas or $2 on high hopes to win. Okay. Now everybody wants to fly to Cuba to pick up a 57 Bel Air. Despite the four different colored fenders and the John Deere motor, you know. My brother Clayton actually went there in 1955 with the Civil Air Patrol. Is going back, actually, to see if the dancer at the Copa is still there. At the Copa, you know. Copacabana. Whoa! State of the Union. This will be an odd State of the Union with everybody on one side of the aisle. And Republicans sitting with their backs to the president, of course. Congressman Randy Weber plans to Sieg Heil the president during his speech. Yes, he does. I know it's not funny, really. They ought to do something about him instead of voting him in. Let's see. Measles outbreak at Disneyland despite all the four-fingered gloves they make him wear. Possibly they have five fingers, and that's the one that's causing it, the one that escaped. This year's flu vaccine turns out only protects against the one you get from kissing a pig. So if you've been doing that, you're covered. President Obama did not go to Paris because, with all the heads of state there, tea times are all but impossible to get. All those guys golf. Come on. The alligator living for 40 years in a San Fernando backyard has been grand gatored in. I think that's pretty good. Okay, grand gatored in. How often do you get to say that? Princeton researchers create a laser the size of a grain of rice, then lose it in Chinese takeout. Ohio State's Cardale Jones is not entering the NFL draft in the hope that he'll move up to second string next season. Sports fans. The official state book of Mississippi is either going to be the Bible or anything by John Grisham, they've decided. So that's still up in the air. Kobe Bryant makes his reservations for a trip to Pyongyang, North Korea. Because things aren't going so well for Kobe, see, so North Korea is the next logical. Anyway, not even you thought that was hard. Okay. Not a single Lego nominated for an Oscar, so much for diversity. I say. And a small smattering of applause as Scott Walker tells a country club crowd he's anxious to be the next new what everybody hates about Washington. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much.